Some of the country's most eminent scientists are issuing a stark warning today that ecosystems right across Australia and Antarctica are collapsing. From Kakadu in the north to icy windswept islands in the Southern Ocean, they've identified a disturbing list of locations under threat. They're calling for action now to prevent catastrophic losses of biodiversity. David Sparks has more.
King penguins on Macquarie Island are one of nature's great spectacles. But just a short trek up the hill from the shoreline on the remote island's alpine tundra, a crisis is unfolding.
Things started to look poorly about a decade ago, and within 3 years, what's called the keystone species, the species that puts everything together, had gone from really healthy to critically endangered.
Dr. Dana Bergstrom from the Australian Antarctic Division says the vital cushion plants on the island's tundra are struggling for survival.
The vegetation is, you know, some parts are dying and just blowing away, leaving bare ground. And you've got climate change on top. And so what was a really complicated ecosystem is now just either becoming dirt or grass. And over the last decade, the course has changed. So the first one was just 17 years in a row of not enough water. And then a disease came. And we haven't worked out what that disease is, but it's going right across the spread of this ecosystem. And it's just kept on declining for the whole decade.
The tundra on Macquarie Island is just one example identified in a new report written by 38 scientists from Australia's universities and government agencies. They've identified 19 ecosystems they say are collapsing, including tropical savannas and rainforests in the north, coral reefs, and the tall forests of southern Australia. Dr. Bergstrom is the report's lead author.
And we found that there are concurrent multiple pressures, and we found some of the chronic pressures that we'd recognise, like increase in temperature. And then we have these acute pulses that everybody would know about, storms, fires, things that come really, really quickly. And the types of pressures are from global climate change and also regional human impact. So we're trying to understand how things fall over and then work out how to stop them.
Another scientist involved in this report is Professor Ewan Ritchie from Deakin University. He's an expert on the tropical savannas of the north, including in Kakadu, the Kimberley and Cape York. He says the highly invasive gamba grass is transforming fragile ecosystems and native animals are disappearing fast.
That's been a consequence, we think, of a combination of factors, so probably changed fire regimes, so too frequent fires, the impacts of feral cats, and for some species probably also the invasion of cane toads, but also overgrazing by both livestock or feral cattle, but also buffalo, horses and donkeys in particular have really overgrazed vegetation.
The scientists are calling for more public attention to what needs to be done to save these sites, including increased government action on climate change and a reduction of feral pests. And Dr. Dana Bergstrom says it's not too late.
And so we've got to a point where we have to make a choice. We either have inaction and have high risk or loss of things that are really important to us and our well-being and our economics, or we choose appropriate action. And even though we've got a major warning and it's not in the future, it's happening now, we have the capacity for action.
That's Dr. Dana Bergstrom from the Australian Antarctic Division, ending David Sparks' report.